The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Hello and welcome to this week's World Traveler. I'm Leah Blackman with the Virginia Voice. We continue with our article from last week from BBC.com. Finland's obsession with saunas is going global, but are they any good for you? May 21st, 2025 by Erica Benke. Martha Newsom, an associate professor of psychology at the University of Greenwich in the UK, is currently conducting a study with the British Sauna Society to assess how the rituals associated with sauna bathing can affect people's mental well-being. Sauna is a space where our norms and conventions are temporarily suspended. We take off our clothes, sit in close proximity, and endure extremes together, she says. These are great ritual environments for our identities to transform. Sauna therapist Laura Foon says the warm, calm atmosphere induces a sense of relaxation. Today, we're constantly on high alert, she says. Diving into soothing darkness in the sauna is profoundly healing. It is like returning to the womb, she suggests. The sauna is a reassuringly safe space. But what about when you skip out of the sauna and plunge yourself into a lake shrouded in ice? That's not exactly womb-like. When a person enters cold water, they experience an increase in heart rate and blood pressure, a reaction known as cold shock. Generally, their heart rate and blood pressure return to normal levels shortly after leaving the water. Somewhat counterintuitively, regular exposure to cold water can lead to a remarkable change in the opposite direction, a decrease in both average heart rate and blood pressure. Huttuniemi says there's also a hormonal reaction. The cold triggers a release of neurotransmitters, including norepinephrine, which plays an important role in the body's fight or flight response. It increases blood pressure and causes heightened alertness, also giving a boost of energy. Cold water raises the levels of other hormones, such as serotonin, cortisol, dopamine, and endorphin, that play a role in emotion and stress regulation, Huttuniemi says. Ice baths can have various effects on both our bodies and minds, says Antti Lindfors, a cultural researcher at the University of Helsinki, and an ice swimmer who has interviewed other winter swimmers about their experiences. His main finding, based on 640 responses, is that ice swimmers say the activity makes them feel bolder and more self-confident. People view entering a frozen body of water as a mental feat. Once you've done it, everything else becomes less of a struggle, says Lindfors. Studies suggest that cold amplifies emotions and bodily sensations. Lindfors hypothesizes that learning to relax while in cold-induced pain, for example, may help people deal with stress in other areas of their lives. One Finnish study of 49 people found that winter swimmers reported reduced tiredness, improved mood, and self-esteem versus a control group. Winter swimming is probably not a miracle treatment for mental health problems, but it's worth trying out, says Lindfors. The key to success is learning to accept the cold rather than shutting down for a few painful seconds and quickly escaping. Lindfors suggests that the best results occur when people endure temperatures of between 0 to 10 degrees centigrade, 32 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and over a period of at least 30 seconds for 2 or 3 times a week. That said, swimming in very cold water can be dangerous. Some people have died during cold water swimming sessions, due to risks including cold shock and incapacitation. Medical experts say that it can raise your blood pressure to dangerous levels, especially in people with undiagnosed heart conditions, for example. They also recommend having supervision or help close by when undertaking cold water swimming in case you get into difficulties. There's also the risk of hypothermia if people remain immersed in the cold water for too long. Linfors cautions that it is important for cold water bathers to acclimatize to the experience by using progressively colder water. It will take about 2 weeks for the body to adapt. It's important not to overdo it. Stay as long as it feels right, he says. Huttuniemi agrees. Doing it little by little is very important, he says. Gradual adaptation helps minimize any negative effects. Linfors and Huttuniemi say it is still not clear how years of ice baths may affect the human body. There have been no long-term studies on this. Knowing there is at least some research supporting the health benefits of saunas and ice baths has added depth to what was previously just a feels-good ritual for me. Hopefully, my body will be a bit more grateful, too. That was Finland's obsession with saunas is going global. But are they any good for you? Our next article is also from BBC.com. The 10,000-year-old origins of the sauna and why it's still going strong. October 24th, 2023, by Claire Dowdy. The Nordic countries believe that having saunas is essential for physical and emotional well-being. Claire Dowdy explores some saunas past and present to find out why. With the rise in popularity of cold water swimming, there's now a renewed enthusiasm, even evangelical fanaticism, for the perfect counterpart to an icy outdoor dip, the hot, sweaty sauna. Across the Nordic region and beyond, new public and private saunas are opening, and existing saunas are overrun with visitors. And they're even making it onto the big screen. Anna Hintz, Sundance award-winning feature documentary, Smoke Sauna Sisterhood, follows a group of women in a traditional Estonian wood-fired smoke sauna. These spaces come in all shapes and sizes, from the positively rustic to the deluxe and even high-tech. The current sauna craze belies the fact that the sauna's origins are thought to go back 10,000 years. Their first manifestation was as a pit sauna, literally a pit dug into the ground, with a pile of stones at the bottom, which was heated with a campfire. Once the stones had warmed up, the pit was covered with wattle, thatch, or peat, and then water was thrown on the stones to create steam, says Dalva Lemimaki, folklorist and doctoral researcher of sauna culture at the University of Eastern Finland. Early sweat houses, dating back to the Bronze Age, are being unearthed all over the UK and Ireland. Saunas and sweat lodges were also prevalent in the ancient Islamic world, as well as in the indigenous cultures of Mexico and North America. According to a study by Harvard University, the Native American tradition of the sweat lodge involves ceremonies and rituals, including rites of preparation, prayer, and purification. In Japan, natural caves were used as sweat baths, and these evolved into bathhouses at temples and next to monasteries, explains Emma O'Kelly in her book, Sauna, The Power of Deep Heat. O'Kelly writes that every culture, through every age, has enjoyed its own form of sweat bathing, from the Ottoman hammam and Mayan temazcal to the Japanese mushiburo and kamaburo, from the banyas of Russia to the saunas of Finland. Heat therapy has stood the test of time, waxing and waning in popularity, and crossing continents in various iterations. Many people these days treat a sauna as the latest addition to their suite of self-care practices, along with yoga, massage, and facials, the perfect antidote to busy 21st century lifestyles. However, in bygone centuries, their role went far beyond creating a sense of well-being and a place to relax. As well as a place to wash, they were used for cooking, drying flax and rye, making soap, doing the laundry, tending to the sick, washing the dead before burial, and giving birth, exclaims Lamamaki. The sauna was also a place to sleep and to meet someone in secret. And the role of weekly sauna was to cleanse people for church and the Sabbath, and to mark the change of one week to another, she adds. The sauna's spiritual aspect was important. O'Kelly explains in her book that traditionally, the ancient Finns, like Native Americans, worshipped the four elements, air, water, fire, earth, in the sauna. It was a microcosm of the three levels of the universe, the upper realm, the sky world, the middle realm, the earth, and the underworld of the dead. All of its core symbolism replicated the cycles of growth, interconnection, and symbiosis, with the end goal of altered states, raised consciousness, and rejuvenation. Sauna in Finland was an important part of folk healing, Lemmenmaki says. It was sterile, warm, and private, and people believed that it was loaded with the power of ancestors and deities. Sauna was not just a building. It was liminal place and space between this world and the other world. Much of this sauna mythology appears in Finland's work of epic poetry and Finnish runic songs. The poem has created a lasting foundation for the sauna as a key symbol of Finnish identity, O'Kelly writes, and it's not uncommon to see the gods and goddesses of the Kalevala carved into sauna doors and windows. The idea of the spirit world extended to the sauna tatu, a one-eyed elf who was said to check people behaved properly in the sauna. Children must always behave respectfully in the sauna to avoid upsetting the sauna tatu. This is Finland website explains. However, the benefits of sauna have not always been appreciated. In 1890 in Finland, folk healing was declared illegal, and speaking of spiritual and supernatural sauna practices became taboo, O'Kelly writes. Wisdom was passed on in secret, through word of mouth by elderly female bathers, guardians of the healing sauna. Spiritual and practical. Since then, some modern-day Finns and others with deep sauna roots, like its Scandinavian neighbors, the Baltic nations, and Russia, are starting to appreciate this combination of the spiritual and the practical. And although the Finnish word sauna is thought to come from the Sami word sunye, meaning pit in the ground, the Finns don't own the sauna. Estonia, for example, has its own strong sauna heritage. In 2013, the Estonian smoke sauna was placed on UNESCO's representative list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity. These are typically wooden huts with no chimney, where rocks are heated by an open fire to produce a soothing aroma. In Finland, the sauna is one of the key national symbols, says Lamamaki, precisely because it's very much an everyday ritual for Finns, with 3.3 million saunas and a country of 5.5 million inhabitants. Everyday practices are relevant to national identity also because over time, they form a widely shared understanding of the culture and what it is like to be a citizen of a country, she adds. It's said that sauna creates a basis for understanding what Finnishness is. In 2020, Finnish sauna culture followed Estonia, making it on to UNESCO's list. UNESCO describes how sauna culture is an integral part of life for the majority of the population, and most people have their first sauna experience as babies. That Finnishness is also wrapped up in the 500-year-old philosophy of Sisu, which Helsinki-based author Katja Pantsar describes in her book, Finding Sisu, as the unique Finnish strength of will, a determination not to give up or take the easy way out. She thinks of the country's unofficial motto, Sisu, Sauna, and Sibelius, as intended to sum up the essence of the country and its identity. Sibelius refers to Jean Sibelius, the great 20th century composer of the patriotic Finlandia hymn. Sisu was embraced in 1917 by the new powers that be as a particularly Finnish quality. After the country gained independence, after more than 100 years of Russian rule, preceded by 6 centuries of rule by Sweden, and is still seen as the social glue that holds Finnish society together, O'Kelly writes. Finns aspire to Sisu, a personality trait that comes in handy when you're living in such a cold climate with long winters. It can also help when you're jumping from a cold water swim into the heat of the sauna. The newfound popularity of both saunas and cold water swimming has turned sauna tourism into Finland's number one attraction. Finland's Loili, which opened in 2016, attracts more than 200,000 visitors a year. But Lemmenmaki points out that this sauna renaissance sometimes ignores one of the most important qualities of the sauna experience. Sauna is a place of equality. We welcome all genders and sexualities, all kinds of bodies. Sauna loves bodies with one breast, bodies with one leg, bodies that have aged. Sauna loves people who are poor, people who don't have work, people with 7 children, and people are sad who are sad because they're childless. Sauna is a place for introverts. It's okay if you don't talk. It's a place for lonely people to have company, and it is a place to have me time. That was the 10,000-year-old origins of the sauna and why it's still going strong. October 24th, 2023. Our next article is from mypackwizard.com. Exploring the world through sauna culture. A journey across 7 countries, August 7th, 2024. Introduction. There's something universally appealing and deeply relaxing about the sauna experience. A tradition rooted in ancient practices, saunas have evolved into a significant aspect of cultural identity in various parts of the world. As a passionate traveler and a sauna enthusiast, I've explored how different countries embrace this steamy tradition. Let's dive into the sauna cultures of 7 countries, where this practice is not just a leisure activity, but a way of life. We must, of course, start out in Finland, where the sauna was invented, possibly as long ago as 7000 BC. They take their saunas very seriously there. And anyone looking to marry into a Finnish family has best be prepared to withstand a lengthy test of their mettle in a very hot sauna. They also enjoy teasing their Swedish neighbors about the saunas that they have there. At a very popular sauna complex in Helsinki this past Christmas, I overheard a couple of young men taunting their Swedish friend with a joke. What is the difference between a Finnish and a Swedish sauna? I don't know what. The Swedish sauna is cold. Maybe it loses a little in translation, but they and those around listening all found it rather amusing. Finland, the heartland of sauna culture. Saunas are an integral part of Finnish life. There is a saying in Finland, build the sauna, then the house. With more saunas than cars, it's evident that for Finns, the sauna is more than just a place to relax. It's a place for physical and spiritual cleansing. In Finland, saunas are a family affair, a place for quiet contemplation, and an essential part of major life events. From traditional smoke saunas to modern public saunas, the variety is endless. Experiencing a sauna in Finland often involves a plunge into a cold lake or rolling in the snow, making it invigorating and unforgettable. To complete the traditional experience, try using a vita, a type of whisk made of white or silver birch branches with leaves. It is used to gently beat the skin while in the sauna in order to improve circulation. It also adds a certain earthy aroma to the sauna experience. According to the Finns, a sauna without a vita is like a meal without salt. If you find yourself in Helsinki, make sure you visit Loili, a large public sauna complex complete with restaurant and bar. There are several saunas on site, including a smoke sauna and one that has a large window overlooking the sea, in which the Finns wander down the ramp to swim in, even in the depths of winter, especially in the depths of winter. Originally, Loili meant spirit or life, but these days it has simply come to mean sauna steam. If you miss out on Loili, make sure you use the sauna at your hotel at least. If you are lucky enough, you might even be able to get a hotel room that has its own private sauna in the room. Type. Traditional Finnish saunas are typically wood-lined rooms with a heater, wood-burning or electric, that heats the space in a pile of rocks on which water can be thrown to increase humidity and thus the apparent temperature. Too much water on the rocks and it gets unbearably hot and difficult to breathe, so make small incremental additions. Average operating temperature. Finnish saunas operate at temperatures typically between 70 degrees to 100 degrees centigrade, 158 to 212 degrees Fahrenheit. The high heat is typically balanced with low humidity, making it more tolerable. Japan, the land of onsens. In Japan, the sauna takes the form of onsens, natural hot springs. These geothermal springs, found throughout the country, are cherished for their relaxing and purported healing properties. Onsen culture in Japan is deeply ingrained and tied to the Japanese ethos of harmony and respect. Bathing in an onsen is a serene communal experience, often followed by a period of relaxation and beautifully designed rest areas, complementing the tranquil ambiance. Type. Onsens are natural hot springs, often part of a spa or bathhouse. They are not saunas in the traditional sense, but are similar in their use for relaxation and bathing in hot water. Average operating temperature. The water in onsens generally ranges from 37 to 40 degrees centigrade, 99 to 108 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a comfortable bathing temperature. Iceland, geothermal hot springs and public pools. Continuing on the theme of hot springs, Iceland's geothermal pools are unique due to their mineral-rich waters, often containing silica, algae, and other minerals that are beneficial for the skin. The experience is more about soaking in these therapeutic waters amidst stunning natural landscapes, rather than the intense heat and steam of a traditional sauna. Type. In Iceland, the focus is more on geothermal hot springs and public pools, rather than saunas in the traditional sense. These natural pools are heated by the country's abundant geothermal activity. While Iceland does have saunas, the geothermal pools are more central to its bathing culture. These pools can range from the famous Blue Lagoon, recently reopened now after the volcanic activity has waned, to more rustic, natural hot springs scattered across the landscape. Average operating temperature. The temperature of these geothermal pools varies, but they are typically maintained at around 37 to 40 degrees centigrade, 99 to 104 degrees Fahrenheit, which is comfortably warm, but not as hot as traditional saunas. This makes them ideal for prolonged relaxation and enjoying the surrounding natural beauty. Turkey, hammams, an Ottoman legacy. Turkish baths or hammams are an integral part of Turkish culture, tracing back to the Ottoman Empire. These communal bathing spaces are architecturally stunning, featuring marble and intricate tilework. The hammam experience involves a steam bath, followed by a full body wash and massage. The process is rejuvenating, and the social aspect of hammams plays a vital role in community bonding and relaxation. Anyone who visits one of these for the first time will be simply appalled by the amount of dirt and grime that they will be able to scrub off of your body. There is clean, and then there is Turkish hammam clean. To indulge in the experience in your own home, you can try using one of the Turkish keys or exfoliating glove for your next shower or bath. Type. A hammam is a type of Turkish steam bath in a large tiled room with a central heated marble platform. It's more about steam and warm temperature than dry heat. Average operating temperature. Hammams operate at lower temperatures than typical saunas, usually around 40 to 50 degrees centigrade, 104 degrees to 122 degrees Fahrenheit, with high humidity. Sweden, a blend of traditional and modernity. In Sweden, saunas are a cherished tradition, deeply rooted in the Scandinavian way of life. Similar to their Finnish neighbors, Swedes enjoy the contrast of a hot sauna followed by a cold dip, often in a lake or the sea. Swedish saunas blend traditional practices with modern designs, making them not just a place for relaxation, but also a testament to Swedish minimalistic and functional design. Type. Similar to Finnish saunas, Swedish saunas are typically wood-paneled rooms with dry heat. They may be electrically heated or wood-fired. Average operating temperature. Swedish saunas are typically heated to around 70 to 90 degrees centigrade, 158 to 194 degrees Fahrenheit, similar to Finnish saunas, but sometimes a bit cooler. We will finish this article next week. That's all for this week's World Traveler. I'm Leah Blackman for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.